In an effort to bring some light into our daily show, we're starting a new segment highlighting healthcare heroes across the country. From our doctors and nurses going above and beyond, to community members and volunteers lending a helping hand during this difficult time. Our first story comes from Chicago. Riverside Health, to be exact. Lauren Short is the director of volunteer services here and told us a bit about all the donations community members are sending their way during this unprecedented time. So tell us about what you've seen in the last couple of weeks as you've seen your role kind of change. What are the kinds of donations that are coming into the hospital?
It's been really heartwarming to see the community help our staff feel like the heroes they are. And as a community hospital, that support is really core to our culture. There's sort of three big categories of support that we've received. One is in the realm of PPE donations that we all hear so much about. And we're receiving both manufactured donations where people have N95 masks on hand because of the industry they work in, or maybe because of a paint project at home. And then there's also the homemade masks. We have actually had over 1,000 homemade masks made by our community volunteers.
Wow.
And those are all sorts of different people. One of the special stories is that one of our own housekeeping employees, who's working very hard in her day job right now, spent her own personal time making 100 masks for our staff in the evenings.
Oh my gosh.
And to make it fun, she chose Chicago sports teams. So that, you know, everyone can sport their team. So that's been one really awesome example of the way that people have stepped up. We've also received food donations. You know, it's the practical thing of our staff doesn't even have time right now, or maybe the energy at the end of a shift to worry about what they're packing for lunch or dinner. And so our community has provided almost 2,000 meals and snacks to our staff, which has been really, really just above and beyond. But probably the most fun thing to talk about is our community has gotten really creative in some service donations. So a few examples of that. For our senior life community, we actually had a local mother-daughter singing duo who hosted a courtyard concert. So in the middle of the senior life community, they stood outside and sang. Everyone could watch them through their windows. And then they aired on Facebook Live, too, so that families could participate.
That is so cool. It's really incredible to see how people are, like you said, getting so creative about, you know, doing pickups and deliveries and concerts and all kinds of things with technology. And it's really incredible to see the adaptation all over.
Yeah, I think everybody is looking for what is their specialty and how can they use that to benefit healthcare. And so we've also had a local dealership, Taylor Chrysler Dodge, did free on-site oil changes for our employees. So they set up in one of our parking garages and offered several days of that. And we had a local florist who donated bouquets for our staff and some residents who, you know, are in isolation and just need a bright spot. We even had a local Chicago women's hockey team who has a 3D printer, and they 3D printed us 50 face shields that are being used by our ICU and COVID unit staff.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, a couple of really neat stories.
So if I'm listening and not necessarily in the Chicago area, I mean, what do you think would be the best thing for people to do that feel like they want to help, probably? Like, you know, if I'm not someone who has access to maybe a 3D printer, but I'm just sitting at home and I'm like, what can I do for my local healthcare heroes?
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the biggest things right now is morale. Mm. We all have talked about how we even get kind of disheartened if you listen to too much news or just feel stuck in your house for too many days. Well, likewise, our team who is serving, it can be wearing on you, and this has gone on for weeks and probably some weeks to come. And so I think one of the best things that you can do is just think of those morale boosters. You know, we've had people that haven't had to spend a penny, but they've gotten their kids together and made homemade cards that they sent to patients. We've had people that took time to make homemade yard signs and put them outside our buildings, just applauding our healthcare heroes. And I think all of those things are great reminders that we're not alone in this and that we'll get through it together.
And if people are in Chicago, how can they reach out to Riverside to help?
Yeah, great question. If they go to Riverside's website, it's riversidehealthcare.org. And we actually have, like everyone else, a COVID page that summarizes some of those ways that you can donate and get involved. Really practically, one of the fun things we're doing is that we've lit our hospital in blue for this month in a show of support for all our essential workers and kind of to shine a light despite our circumstance. And so we're inviting the community to cut out and write personalized blue hearts in their windows. We see, you know, all across the nation, everyone's doing the Hearts in Windows campaign. And so we have blue hearts for Riverside where you can fill in the name of someone who you want to show support to individually. We're calling it Hearts for Healthcare. And that's on Riverside's Facebook page that you can actually print out the design and put one up in your own window. This week is actually National Volunteer Week, and so we're definitely taking time to appreciate our legacy volunteers, even though many of them aren't here in our hallways anymore. But at the same time, it just gives us a good chance to look at the community that's become an extension of our volunteer team and say thank you. So I think this is a really fitting time to shine the light on some of them.